From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is in the Middle East. He's drumming up support for the United States military campaign against terrorism. Rumsfeld stopped first in Saudi Arabia, which has bases that could be useful to the U.S. military. He's also going to Egypt and Oman, and then heads to the Central Asian Republic of Uzbekistan, which borders Afghanistan. It could be a key staging area for military operations against Osama bin Laden. More now on Rumsfeld's mission from NPR's Tom Jelton at the Pentagon.
Pentagon officials say over and over that the military action they're preparing will depend very heavily on the cooperation of other countries. But each of the governments is clearly nervous about getting involved. Some Middle Eastern countries, for example, now want to hear what the United States yesterday told NATO allies about Osama bin Laden's link to last month's terrorist attacks. President Bush said today Rumsfeld went to the Middle East to meet with U.S. friends.
We put together a broad coalition of nations that are interested in joining us to battle terrorism. And Secretary Rumsfeld went over to visit with the leaders of a group of nations to share with them information.
The Bush administration has been hesitant to share too much information about bin Laden for fear of it being leaked and because of a concern that this could be a never-ending process. Says one source, you show them the evidence and they say, okay, could you show us some more? But for the moment, the administration feels it has little option but to accommodate the concerns of key U.S. allies in this coming campaign. And Pentagon officials acknowledge that the Rumsfeld trip in part reflects U.S. sensitivity to nervousness in these countries. A retired military officer who's assisting the Pentagon in its diplomatic work in the Middle East and Central Asia says flatly, at the end of the day, some of these countries just don't want to do this. They're going to need some hand-holding, he says. President Bush today suggested he's sympathetic to governments needing reassurance from the United States.
People need to be able to look us in the eye and know that when we say that we're in this for the long run, that we're going to find terrorism and bring terrorists and bring them to justice, we mean it.
Secretary Rumsfeld told reporters with whom he's traveling that he's not requesting anything of the government in Saudi Arabia, his first stop. But U.S. diplomats often do not officially request a country's help in a project until they've gotten an indication that the response will be positive. And speaking about possible Saudi assistance today, Secretary of State Colin Powell hinted that they could do more. So far, he said, the requests put to the Saudis have been responded to.
Secretary Rumsfeld is on his way over there to thank them for the support they have provided, and I'm sure they will have a full discussion of what else might be required or needed.
The final stop on Rumsfeld's trip is Uzbekistan, where administration sources say the United States intends to establish a staging area for ground operations in Afghanistan. But Pentagon officials are denying reports that Army troops from the 10th Mountain Division are already on their way to Uzbekistan. Rumsfeld today said it's an open question what U.S. troop presence might be established there. Sources say Rumsfeld may sign a status of forces agreement with the Uzbeks, formalizing any U.S. deployment there. If the 10th Mountain Division troops are not already en route to Uzbekistan, signs indicate they will be soon. A Pentagon official says units from that division are being mobilized to assist with, quote, force protection. The 10th Mountain troops are expected to provide security for U.S. troops and air forces based in Uzbekistan and neighboring Tajikistan. They could also serve as a ready reaction force to help U.S. special forces who run into trouble while on missions inside Afghanistan. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.